With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. In Great Britain, the bookmakers literally take odds on who will win the annual Booker Prize, the UK's most prestigious award for literary fiction. Last year's award went to Penelope Lively for her novel, Moon Tiger, which Grove Press has just published in America. Here's Lively.
Moon Tiger was at 7-1, which was quite long odds. My mother, who has never been into a betting shop in her life, marched into Ladbrokes and put £10 on it. And, of course, so she came romping home with £70.
The Booker Prize is given out at a dinner in London and is broadcast on TV. How did Penelope Lively feel when her name was announced?
Terrifying. Because you then have to get up and say thank you very much on live television.
Penelope Lively's home life was somewhat disrupted by her new celebrity.
In the weeks after the Booker, it was fairly murderous for my poor husband because the telephone never stopped ringing and there was a great deal of journalistic attention.
Lively says the publishing houses love the excitement that builds in England over the Booker because that means bigger sales for nominated books.
People for whom contemporary fiction is not central to their lives see that all this mud is being slung around about who should or shouldn't be on the shortlist and think, well, my goodness, if people are getting so heated about this, you know, books must be more important than I thought.
Set in Egypt, England, and the U.S., Penelope Lively's Moon Tiger is a deeply moving story of a dying woman whose life and loves, her victories and defeats flash before her. Now available in America from Grove Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Penelope Lively's novel, Moon Tiger, winner of England's prestigious Booker Prize, is now in American bookstores. Lively used a moon tiger as a symbol for the passage of time.
A moon tiger is a coil of insecticide. It's a green coil. I never have known what they're made of. And you light one end of it, and it burns away beside your bed and repels mosquitoes. And for me, it's very nostalgic because it's the thing that burned beside my bed when I was a child in Egypt.
Moon Tiger's heroine is a dying woman whose life flashes before her. For example, the memory of her love for a young tank officer killed in Egypt during the war.
When she's dying in bed in hospital as an old woman, she addresses Tom, her dead lover, who, as she says, is forever half her age.
And her close, possibly incestuous relationship with her brother, although Penelope Lively does not spell that out.
I believe in allowing fiction to have silences, to have spaces between the lines, as it were, and ambiguities. And yes, the ambiguity is there.
Penelope Lively, the daughter of an English expatriate who worked for the National Bank of Egypt, says for many years she sought to put the Egypt of her childhood in her fiction.
I've always wanted to find a way of using this experience in fictional form, but wasn't able to do so until I went back to Egypt for the first time since childhood, 4 years ago. And then suddenly everything fell into place.
Moon Tiger by Penelope Lively is top-of-the-line fiction, published by Grove Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The winner of England's Booker Prize for her novel Moon Tiger, Penelope Lively was a desperately unhappy adolescent. She had grown up in Egypt, where her father was a banker. But at the age of 12, her parents returned to England, where Lively felt herself ignorant.
I hadn't been to school. Allegedly, there were no schools suitable for English children in Cairo, so I'd been educated, or rather not educated, at home on a sort of haphazard basis.
Then Lively was sent to a boarding school.
An English boarding school of the time, as they were then, is a sort of penitentiary. And I was simply deeply unhappy until I finally left it at 16, 17.
But after going to a special school to make up for her lack of a formal education, Penelope Lively went to Oxford University, where she met her husband and settled down to become a housewife. After her last child was packed off to school, she started to write.
I just sat down and started writing initially children's books. I wrote children's books for several years before starting to write adult novels.
Lively's novel, Moon Tiger, is the story of a dying woman and the process of memory.
The way in which one's own memory is in no sense linear or chronological. It's a sort of pack of cards that you pull out at any given moment, and even the pulling out is hardly a matter of choice. It's the most mysterious process to me, memory.
Moon Tiger is a serious book.
My father is puzzled by all my books. I have to say, he said of Moon Tiger, I'm afraid I cannot follow a word of it.
Penelope Lively's Moon Tiger was published by Grove Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.